give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. And you know what that means? It's church tonight. And we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Excited about what the Lord is doing here in the month of October. And we meet at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night for our Bible study. And we have children's classes, clubs that meet for the older kids, and the nursery, of course, for the younger ones, and the teens and on up. We're in the auditorium, and we have a great service together. Always a missionary prayer letter and our prayer guide that we give out, and sharing of prayer requests and prayer time together, and just a wonderful, wonderful time right in the middle of the week. And so I hope you can come out and join us. And of course, if you have a church you belong to, you be there and you be in your place, and you go expecting God to speak to your heart, and that you'll be a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And we look forward to a good time together tonight. Now, looking forward to this Sunday. It's old-fashioned Sunday here at Bible Baptist Church. And one Sunday a year, we just dress the part. We're an old-fashioned Bible-believing Baptist church all year long, but we look the part this Sunday. We have fun with that. Old-fashioned parade on Sunday morning, and some kerosene lamps and lanterns Sunday night. And Backwood Brothers, Backwood, not Blackwood, Backwoods Brother Quartet. Just a great time on Sunday evening, the Hallelujah offering, and it's a great time. So I hope you can join us this Sunday for Old Fashioned Sunday, 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30. Now, if your Bible's nearby, 1 John chapter 1, I want to share something with you today, beginning at verse number 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Notice verse number 4. These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. John, the one who wrote the book here, of course, bearing his name, was the only one of the original apostles who was not murdered by the Roman government. But not because they didn't try. He just didn't die very easily. They eventually banished John to an island called Patmos. And, of course, that's where he received the revelation of Jesus Christ. And he wrote 5 books in the New Testament. He wrote the Gospel of John, and he wrote 3 letters, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And then finally, of course, the book of Revelation. And so he, for many years, served as pastor of the churches in ancient Asia Minor. Asia Minor is modern-day Turkey, and John lived there and as a witness to Christ's life and resurrection, and he was helping the Christian believers there in Asia Minor to become fully devoted followers of Christ. And he writes here, he wanted them to be joyful. A persistent gloominess is not fitting for a Christian. Well, I'm not saying you never get discouraged or you have just a down time. We can all struggle with different times of discouragement or despondency, but that's the exception, not the norm. And we too many, I think, have it backwards. I'm saying, listen, let's make sure we're receiving all that we ought to receive as followers of Jesus Christ. Billy Sunday said this: to see some people today, you think that the essential of Christianity is to have a face so long you could eat oatmeal out of the end of a gas pipe. I don't know about that. William Barclay said a gloomy Christian is a contradiction in terms, and nothing in all religious history has done Christianity more harm than its connection with black clothes and long faces. A man came to the pastor one time and said, "I don't know what's wrong with my life." But that first Christian joy I knew has passed. I still live a moral life. I go to church, but how can I recover the lost radiance of my faith? Not just how can I complete my journey, how can I finish my race, but how can I complete my journey with joy? Over and over again, the Bible makes it clear that we're to have joy in our Christian life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. And Jesus said, "My joy give I unto you." Romans 14:17, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Romans 15:13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Romans 15:32, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. 1 John 1:4, that I read this morning, these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Joy is that inner happiness which is not dependent on outward circumstances. The Old Testament word for joy meant gladness of heart. The New Testament word means an inner delight. Our joy as believers is not based on outward circumstances. Our joy is not based what's on the outside. It's based what's on the inside of us. Now, I want to share with you 4 factors we need to have genuine joy in our spiritual journey. The first thing is the right foundation. The right foundation. Notice John said, that's what we've heard from the beginning, which we've heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Sounds like the same gospel he wrote maybe 10 years before he wrote this letter, when he started that epistle, or that gospel, was in the beginning God. And here, that's what was from the beginning. He always starts at the beginning. It was God. And here, the word of life, we know, is Jesus Christ. As the Gospel of John already tells us, Jesus is the Word, and this Word was with God, and the Word was God. Yet we know this Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And God took on human flesh. And John is simply telling us that he and other apostles were eyewitnesses to this incredible event of God entering into human history through the person of Jesus Christ. And so this is speaking to us of having the right foundation. You know, you're never going to have a joyful Christian experience when it's built on a faulty foundation. Our spiritual journey is joyful when it's built on reality. I mean, Jesus Christ, God's Son, really lived, really came to earth, really died on the cross, really rose from the dead, and really ascended back to heaven. This incarnation of Christ, as it's called, wasn't an illusion or hallucination. His resurrection wasn't a myth or a fairy tale. John said, "I saw it, I heard it, I touched him. It's real." And listen, our spiritual journey becomes joyful when we know that our foundation is real. It's not wishful thinking. It's not fantasy. I'm not basing my life on an illusion. I'm not putting my faith in the psychic friends network or astrology or some strange teacher, some strange teaching. Not any faith in man. Look, and so many people look to all these different things, but they're looking to circumstances to bring them joy. Good health, supportive relationships, career achievement, financial security. But that doesn't bring what they're looking for. There's always a fly in the ointment, so to speak. There's something missing, something lacking. And listen, the wealthy find that out. They know that their wealth or popularity didn't bring joy. It only brings heartache. None of us have the power to insulate ourselves from the pain of living in a fallen world. Something eventually is going to break the bubble, puncture the perfect life that many labor so long and hard to construct. And so we know that any joy that comes from circumstances will be short-lived and ultimately unsatisfying. So in contrast, God invites us to base our spiritual journey on the incarnation and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That reality was witnessed by those who saw Jesus and knew Jesus, and they wrote down what they saw and heard in the 27 books of the New Testament. And the New Testament is our link to the eyewitness account of Christ. There it's recorded for us, the ministry and the death and the resurrection of Christ. And so that's reality. Anything less is just wishful thinking. It's not the God of our imagination. C.S. Lewis wrote, "It is not so much the joy of the Lord we're seeking as the Lord of joy himself." That's our foundation. My friend, it's real and it's right. Then he said, the second thing we need is right companions. Verses 3 and 4, "That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." We don't need the right foundation. We need the right companions. We need the right fellowship. We don't hear that word fellowship a whole lot these days, but the word means a close relationship of sharing with other people. It's a mutual sharing, whether it's lives and hearts or possessions or tears. Bible fellowship is a relationship both of give and take with the followers of Jesus Christ. One of the primary purposes for the Christian is for the church is to provide that place for biblical family, biblical community, and other Christians to interact with one another and to encourage one another. There's joy in the journey. And we find a necessity of having the right companions on that spiritual journey. See, our spiritual journey is joyful when it's shared with other believers. Now, fellowship is not just some kind of social event. It's not a fellowship to chat with somebody on the internet or to watch a football game with somebody. And others shun all that altogether and think it's just Jesus and me. And you want to try the spiritual journey alone. But that's not how God intended for it to be. And your fellowship is not with those you work with. It's not with those in some outside group or political party or in the country club. No, it's in the church with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. They live in fellowship with Christ, and so truly our fellowship is one with another. I heard about a woman driving from Alberta, Canada to the Yukon. She didn't know that you never travel that way alone, especially in a rundown Honda Civic. So she set off on the road, usually reserved for four-wheel drive trucks, and eventually she found herself in a truck stop. Two truckers invited her to join them, and since the place was so small, she obligated to join them. "Where are you headed?" they asked, and she said, "White Horse." "And that little Civic? No way. The pass is dangerous in weather like this." "Well, I'm determined to try," was her naive response. "Well, then I guess we're going to have to hug you," the trucker suggested, which she replied, "There's no way I'm letting you touch me." The trucker laughed, "No, not like that. We'll put a truck in front of you and one in the rear. That way, we'll get you through the mountains." The entire day, she followed two red dots in the fog in front of her as the two trucks hugged her through the dangerous pass, and she made her journey. Listen, fellowship of believers ahead of us allow us to follow behind and encourage us along the way. They're the ones who hug us. They're the ones who help keep us on the course. They're the ones who keep us from going over to the right or to the left or falling into the ditch. Companions. Oh, my friend, surround yourself with the people of God who love the Lord, those who love the Lord. They'll help you serve the Lord. But those who don't love the Lord, they will not help you to serve the Lord. Well, I got two other things I want to share with you about this joy in the journey, but our time's about up for today. So come back tomorrow, will you? And we'll pick this up and we'll continue talking about having joy in the journey of serving Jesus Christ. All right, I hope you have a wonderful Wednesday, and we look forward to our midweek service here tonight, and I hope to see some of you here at the service, and then the rest of us, we'll just come back for the radio broadcast tomorrow, and we'll complete this lesson, all right? And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.